97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I've been looking forward to this segment for probably 3 or 4 weeks. I've been compiling a list, and some of these were compiled for me. A site called Zero Hedge, which I love, put together quite a few of them, but I realized it was not a full list. It was missing quite a few. And if there's been a theme this weekend on this show, on Wiggins America, it's been spin. It's been the way stories are treated. It's not something new. I mean, we talk about that all the time. But how much do you trust the mainstream media? Whatever story is happening right now, should you accept the narrative being given to you by the mainstream media? And my conclusion here is maybe not. Surprise, surprise. You probably didn't know I was going there, but maybe not. This is just a list of the last few years into Trump's term up to now of absolute hoaxes that the majority of America at least believed at the time. Some may still believe these things. I'm just going to start reading them off. We'll talk about them. Number one, Russian collusion. The biggest problem with this one, it persists. Even though it was not true, it was proven not true by the Mueller probe and continues to be out there as false for everyone to know, yet because the media pushed it so much during Trump's first 2 years especially, a lot of people still believe that Trump colluded with Russia, even though there is literally zero evidence of that ever happening on any front. How about this one? Trump called neo-Nazis fine people, talking about the Charlottesville thing. That didn't happen. It did not happen. Somebody's head just exploded. Of course it happened. Go watch the clip. Go watch the clip. He did not call neo-Nazis fine people. Do you want proof? Go watch the clip. Jussie Smollett. I don't think I need to add to that. Bubba Wallace and the noose that he said he found in the garage. Everybody reported, oh my gosh, can you believe it? Because it's NASCAR. NASCAR looks like it would be racist. Let's report on that. Oh wait, it was just a pull-down rope for a garage door. The Covington kids, remember? The Covington kids, that kid won big against the media for smearing him. The Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot. The hoax there is that the FBI had a whole bunch of agents embedded in with these like four guys and basically pushed them into doing that kidnapping plot. It's not that the guys didn't do it. It's that the FBI basically made it happen and then turned on them and said, look what they did. You can't do that. And most people who reported on that at the time, they still don't know that that's true. I don't know about this one, but the Kavanaugh gang rape thing. That was a weird one because there was just nothing to back it up. It was never that it was true. It was just that it was a bunch of smears that were never proven true. Even to this day, some people still call him a rapist because of it, though. The Trump P-tape, that's related to Russia collusion. COVID lab leak theory. Nah, that can't be true. You can't even talk about it. In fact, we'll ban you if you talk about it. Oh, wait. It probably is true. Do you see recently more and more researchers are saying, look, we know that this is politically charged, but the problem is everything we see is related back to the fact that this came from a lab in China. We don't see any of the bat stuff. We don't see any of that. This one's a little less severe, but border agents whipping migrants. Remember the White House press secretary, I think Jen Psaki at the time, was talking about this and it was completely false. Trump saved nuclear secrets at Mar-a-Lago. We talked about that one already this morning. That's just recent. There were no nuclear secrets. In fact, what's crazy is what they've determined from that whole FBI raid on a former president is that everything he had was pretty inconsequential. So what's the narrative? I mean, what were they trying to do? It was completely ridiculous. And it was, you saw it from the get-go, that people went, uh-oh, this is a problem. This is going to give the right-wingers a whole lot of fodder for talk. And it did because it was wrong. It was a wrong decision by the FBI, a completely partisan organization at this point, at least at the high levels. The Steele dossier, again, that's referencing Russian collusion stuff. Trump saying drinking bleach would fight COVID. That didn't happen. Watch the clip on that one. How about a Muslim travel ban? It was spun that way. It was not that way. It was from primarily terrorist organizations within nations, and so they banned the nations that had high terrorism. And they called it a Muslim travel ban, and it absolutely was not. You can look at the facts on that, too. How about Hunter Biden's laptop? We've been talking about that this morning. 51 CIA agents. Here's a little bit of an update on this one, by the way. Jim Jordan, who will be heading at one of the committees in the House here soon, wants to call every single one of those former intelligence agencies or agents who signed off on the fact that this was Russian disinformation in for questioning to see what their motives were. Not just motives, but what I would love to ask the question, why did you think that this was Russian disinformation? What did you have to prove that? They will have nothing. If you question 51 former CIA agents who are just giving in to the Brenner CIA political message. Trump built cages for migrant kids. That didn't happen. Those cages were built by who? Barack Obama. There's other ones on here that are not as important. Trump overfed koi fish in Japan. Do you remember? That was a stupid story and it wasn't true. Trump tax cuts only benefit the rich. That is patently false, but they'll just say it over and over. Cloth masks prevent COVID. If you get vaccinated, you won't catch COVID. Don't say gay is in a bill in Florida. Those words are not. I heard that even just recently. People talking about the don't say gay bill. It's not in the bill. Now, that one's a little bit more debatable because you could say, well, the spirit of the bill is blah, blah, blah. Well, the fact is they call it the don't say gay bill. The words aren't in the bill. Trump used tear gas to clear a crowd for a Bible photo. He didn't. That didn't happen. That was false. Ivermectin is a horse dewormer and is not for humans. This one's gotten turned on its head drastically recently because people are coming out and saying, look, you actually can take this. But nobody would say it at the time. That's what these cowards will do. They just back off because it's their career. Which I guess you kind of get, but still, come on, man. Somebody say something. Come on, man. Mostly peaceful protests. that one's silly. That's just so stupid because they're so not peaceful in 2020. Those protests were just burning buildings down. Well, they're mostly peaceful. That's the most of them. I mean, there's a couple others on here that are like democracy is under threat. These are things you could debate. The last one that is patently false that people still say is that Officer Sicknick was murdered by protesters on January 6th. He did not. He died later of a heart attack. It had nothing to do with the protest. It was just a random happenstance. So that, and some of those are ones that I added or added to because they weren't full. I added also that Kyle Rittenhouse traveled across state line with weapons. How many times did you hear that? That wasn't true. I just think it's important not necessarily to stand here and spike the football and be like, look at all these things. But to remember as you hear them now, to remember how much everything comes through a lens and what's really embarrassing. Closing thought here, just because, I mean, we got to move on. But closing thought, these are organizations that have so many more resources than a show like mine or a station like this. Not that 97.1 has no resources. It's doing well. But for instance, I'll use myself as an example. I have no team. I have Trisha and Roy who come in here who are co-hosts, but I have literally no oversight above me, which is great. I don't want oversight, but I have no producer. I have no help. It's just me. I do all the research. I do the show myself. I'm running the board here. This is it. And it's up to people like us who have been given a microphone to share these things because so many people with big teams and big microphones and lots of resources have abdicated that responsibility so badly. You just heard a list of reasons why. That stuff should not happen. Now, it's not that just that it can't happen. It can't. These are still people. So you have to be forgiving that if they get something wrong, they're going to change and get it right. It's that they don't want to get it right. They want to lead with the worst thing possible. They want to lead with somebody's trying to hang Bubba Wallace. They want to lead with people beat up Jussie Smollett and yelled, "This is MAGA country in downtown Chicago." They want these things to be true. They don't care about the truth. They care about their truth, and they want to share that with you and set the agenda for America. That's the problem. It's not that people can't get things wrong. It's that the people with all the resources still with the legacy media. Now, this is changing before our eyes. But right now, still, the legacy media has the resources, has the money. And people like us do not. People like me, I have no, like I said, have no producer. I'm just coming up with this by myself. And I'm glad that you're here for it because this is what it takes, right? Thank you for tuning in to Wiggins America this holiday weekend. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.